Lesson 39, Genesis chapters 47 through 49. Introduction. Jacob and his family settled in the land of Goshen, in Egypt. Throughout the 7 years of famine, Joseph wisely administered the affairs of Egypt. Joseph introduced his father Jacob to Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Before Jacob died, he blessed Joseph and his two grandsons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Jacob then blessed his other 11 sons. Suggestions for teaching. Genesis 47. Pharaoh allows Jacob and his family to dwell in the land of Goshen. Write the following on the board. Please refer to the chart on page 134 of lesson 39. In this chart, there are 5 boxes. Label as education or training, occupation, achievements, family, and church. Invite students to talk in pairs, or you could have them write on a piece of paper about what they would like to accomplish in each of the categories on the board. After a few minutes, ask one or two students to talk briefly about their goals in each of these areas. If you were to choose between your plan for your life and what Heavenly Father might have planned for your life, which would you choose? Why? In what ways do you think Joseph's life may have gone differently than he had planned? Explain that because Joseph lived worthily, the Lord directed his life in a way that would allow Joseph to do much good and even save lives of his family. Summarize Genesis 47 by explaining that Pharaoh invited Joseph's father Jacob and his family to dwell in Egypt, in the land of Goshen. When Joseph introduced his father to Pharaoh, Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Joseph wisely administered the affairs of Egypt during the famine, saving the lives of the people and gathering great wealth for Pharaoh. Genesis 48. Jacob blesses Joseph's sons and gives Ephraim the birthright. Explain that when Jacob was old, Joseph brought his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, to visit him. Invite a student to read aloud Joseph Smith translation Genesis 48, 7-10. In the Bible appendix. Ask the class to follow along and look for what Jacob said about Joseph. What did Jacob say about Joseph? Invite a student to read Genesis 48 verses 8-9 aloud. Ask the class to follow along looking for what Jacob wanted to do for Manasseh and Ephraim. Ask students to report what they find. Ask students to raise their hands if they have received a patriarchal blessing. Explain that the blessings Jacob desired to give Manasseh and Ephraim were similar to patriarchal blessings because they described Manasseh and Ephraim's future possibilities. Explain that Jacob was the patriarch of his family, which means he was the father or head of his family. As the prophet and presiding priesthood authority, Jacob was authorized to bestow blessings that were similar to what we know today as patriarchal blessings. You might want to explain the difference in our day between a father's blessing given by the patriarch of a family and a patriarchal blessing given by an ordained patriarch. A father who holds the Melchizedek priesthood may give his children healing blessings or blessings of comfort and counsel at any time. A patriarchal blessing may be given to any worthy member of the church by a patriarch who has been called and ordained under the direction of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. A patriarchal blessing contains a declaration of the recipient's lineage in the house of Israel, as well as guidance to help direct his or her life according to Heavenly Father's will. Those who wish to receive a patriarchal blessing must be interviewed by their bishop or branch president and receive a recommend. Invite a student to read Genesis 48, 13-14 aloud. And ask the class to identify what happened when Jacob laid his hands on Joseph's sons. Which hand did Jacob place on Ephraim's head? His right hand. You may want to explain that in Jacob's day, a patriarch's right hand usually was to be placed on the firstborn son's head, symbolizing that the birthright blessing belonged to him. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Genesis 48, 17-20. Ask the class to follow along and look for how Joseph reacted to the placement of Jacob's hands. Ask students to report what they find. Why did Jacob place his right hand on Ephraim? How do you think Jacob knew that Ephraim was to receive the birthright blessing? What can we learn about patriarchal blessings from Jacob blessing his grandsons? After students answer, write the following truth on the board. Patriarchal blessings are given through the inspiration of God. The promises in a patriarchal blessing are conditional on the recipient's faithfulness. To illustrate the importance of heeding warnings and following the counsel given in patriarchal blessings, read the following story, as told by President Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency. Quote, "Once, long ago, when I was serving as bishop, a young woman in my ward came for an interview. We somehow got around to her telling me her feelings about her patriarchal blessing. She said that it depressed her rather than helped her. I must have looked surprised because she explained her feelings by telling me this. She said that her blessing warned her about sexual immorality, and, at least by her report, it did little else. It apparently warned her by describing a situation in which she might find herself, and in which, if she yielded to temptation, she would come to great harm and sorrow. She said something about how that hurt her doubly, not only by being about something so depressing when she needed encouragement, but her social life then was so barren that such a situation could never arise. I remember better the interview I had with her less than a year later. She sobbed for a while, sitting in a chair on the other side of my desk in the bishop's office. And then she blurted out her tragedy and how it happened, exactly as she had told me the patriarch so long before had described. In her little season of doubt that a patriarch could see with inspiration, she had made choices that led to years of sorrow." End quote. Invite a student who has received a patriarchal blessing to share how it has blessed his or her life, or helped him or her make correct decisions. Caution the student not to share details of the blessing. If none of your students have received their blessings, or if no one wants to share, consider expressing your own feelings. Note: sharing feelings and experiences. Sharing insights and relevant experiences can clarify a student's understanding of gospel doctrines and principles. Teachers should ensure that students never feel forced to answer a question, share feelings or experiences, or bear testimony. In addition, teachers should help students understand the sacred nature of personal spiritual experiences and encourage them to share those experiences appropriately. Encourage students who have not yet received their patriarchal blessings to ponder their own situations and consider what they must do to prepare or be motivated to receive their blessings. Explain that to receive a patriarchal blessing, they will need to have an interview with their bishop or branch president, who can tell them how to proceed. Without sharing the specifics of a patriarchal blessing, you may want to testify how you know that patriarchal blessings are given through the inspiration of God. Note: the Young Women Personal Progress Program includes a value experience that encourages young women to learn how to prepare to receive a patriarchal blessing. Genesis 49. Before his death, Jacob blesses his 12 sons. Display the picture, Jacob blessing his sons. Explain that Genesis 49 recounts the blessings that Jacob gave to each of his 12 sons. You may want to suggest that students scan the chapter and mark the names of Jacob's sons so they can quickly see where to find each son's blessing. Invite a student to read Genesis 49 verses 1 and 2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify what Jacob was planning to tell his sons as he blessed them. What did Jacob say he planned to reveal to his sons? He planned to reveal what would happen to them or their posterity in the last days. Tell students that the two most detailed blessings were given to Judah and Joseph. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Judah's blessing in Genesis 49 verses 8 through 10. Ask the class to follow along and look for the blessings and prophecies that were given to the tribe of Judah. Explain that the word whelp means offspring, and the word scepter has reference to the right or authority to rule. What are some of the blessings you found? What are some of the prophecies you found? explained that the reference to the scepter was an indication that kings, such as David and Solomon, would be among Judah's posterity. In Hebrew, the name Shiloh means he to whom it belongs and refers to the Messiah. Joseph Smith affirmed that Shiloh is Jesus Christ, who would be born in the lineage of Judah. Ask a few students to take turns reading aloud from Joseph's blessing in Genesis 49, verses 22 through 26. Ask the class to follow along and search for blessings and prophecies given to Joseph and his posterity. Explain that the word bough in verse 22 refers to a large, strong branch. What are some of the blessings you found? What are some of the prophecies you found? Help students understand that the prophecy that Joseph's branches will run over the wall refers to the scattering of his posterity throughout the earth, especially across the sea to the Americas. Lehi's family in the Book of Mormon would be a descendant of Manasseh, who was the son of Joseph. Invite a student to read Genesis 49, verse 28 aloud, and ask the class to look for something a righteous father can do for his family. What can we learn from Jacob about being a righteous father? Students should point out that a righteous father can bless his children. What can young men do now to prepare to be ready to bless their families? Ask students if they have ever received a blessing from their father or from another priesthood holder. You may want to invite a few students to share experiences they have had when they received a priesthood blessing. What are some times in a person's life when it might be appropriate to receive a blessing from a priesthood holder? Encourage students to consider asking their fathers or another trusted priesthood holder for a blessing, not just when they are sick, but whenever they are in need of comfort or direction. You may want to conclude by sharing your own experience with and testimony of receiving priesthood blessings from your father or another priesthood holder. Commentary and background information. Genesis 49, Patriarchal Blessings. President Thomas S. Monson spoke about the uniqueness of each individual's patriarchal blessing. Quote, "Your patriarchal blessing may be brief or lengthy, simple or profound. It is the spirit that conveys the true meaning. Your blessing is not to be folded neatly and tucked away. It is not to be framed or published. Rather, it is to be read. It is to be loved. It is to be followed. Your patriarchal blessing will see you through the darkest night. It will guide you through life's dangers." End quote.